It's back to school time, and here at ISU, that means move-in is in full swing. Parents and their students lugging stuff up to the dorm room, and parents wondering just how much space to give their kids. A recent study shows helicopter-parented young adults are less likely to get involved in politics than their non-helicopter-parented counterparts. GLT's Mary Cullen talked with one of the authors, Illinois State University Assistant Professor of Political Science, Carrie Melita.
Melita says helicopter parenting can take place at any age, but it's excessive helicopter parenting that can lead to young adults losing their sense of ability to do things on their own. So what is helicopter parenting?
Helicopter parenting is, we also call it over-parenting, where it's this idea that a parent is doing things for their child that the child should be doing on their own. These are often things that are necessary for development, that are required for developing independence and being able to basically function in adult society. It's not a new thing. We've been talking about helicopter parenting really in psychology since the 1960s, but it's really just been this late millennial generation and newer where it's really become prolific and pronounced in society.
So I know the studies that you've done have focused more so on college-age students. Obviously, helicopter parenting, it starts off when you're a kid, but how do we see this change, and when do we see the change between taking care of your child when they're a toddler compared to overreaching when they're a young adult?
Yeah, so there's nothing wrong with parenting, right? You don't want your kid just to, you know, wander the neighborhood as a two-year-old, right? There's good boundaries and being protective of your children. But helicopter parenting takes it maybe a couple steps further. These include things like doing your child's homework for them, doing a project for them, requiring them, you know, to often with cell phones to check in every 10 minutes. Who are you with? Where are you at? And like I said, some of that is good parenting, right? Knowing where your kid is. But taking away all agency, taking away all independence is where you start to get developmental problems in children, which can lead to the rise of anxiety and depression later in life. And that's why I'm studying it in college students, is because when we think of helicopter parenting, we think of elementary school, middle school, maybe even high school. And the thing is that it doesn't stop when they get to college. It keeps going. And that's where you start to see these children who are adults now, right? They're young adults. And they should be demonstrating all the necessary independence and development of a young adult, but they aren't. Because not only have they been helicoptered, but they're still being helicoptered. So it's hindering the continued development.
Helicopter parenting isn't exactly your specialty. You work in politics and government here at Illinois State. So what inspired you to look into this topic? Why helicopter parenting?
I teach college students. And what I've noticed, purely anecdotally, is that it's gotten worse. When I first started teaching college students, which is getting ways now, about, you know, 8 years ago when I was in graduate school, you maybe had one every year, a parent that would email you on behalf of their student, or if it's a really bad semester, maybe stop by your office, then you have to explain that due to privacy laws, I can't discuss your children's grades or anything with you. And then what I just noticed is it's just been getting worse. It's gotten to the point where I at least get two a semester now. Emails or phone calls from parents concerned about their child's grades or concerned about their attendance. It made me interested just because, well, why is this getting worse? Why is this? What's going on, with college students today?
So let's get into some of your findings in these reports. I know the report shows that students who were helicopter parented are more likely to have conservative political views. Can you expand on that?
Yeah, that was one of the more interesting things that we found, is that college students that were strongly helicoptered, we build this little index of, because it's not just a matter of are you helicoptered or not. There are degrees of helicopter parenting, right? You might just have a parent that likes you to check in a lot, but basically leaves you to your grades and register for your classes and, you know, you do you at college. And then there's some where we called extremely helicopter parented. These are students that have signed privacy waivers that allows their parents to communicate with their professors and school administrators, go with them to academic advising meetings, register for classes for them, remind them of exam dates, remind them to study. So there's a continuum of helicopter parenting. And what we found is that those at the higher end, the severely helicoptered, were much more likely to have authoritarian policy preferences. things that like support for warrantless wiretapping or support for increased security, TSA at airports, independent of their partisanship. So this would be even a student that says they were liberal has these authoritarian viewpoints on these particular policy issues, which was really interesting, is that we controlled for ideology, we controlled for party ID, and it didn't matter. Helicopter parenting was still very strongly associated with having these conservative viewpoints, even among liberal students.
So the report also says that helicopter parenting leads to the development of an external locus of control. Can you go into explaining what that means and if there's an opposite, what the opposite would mean?
Sure. So in psychology, we talk about every individual having either an internal or an external locus of control. An internal locus of control is typically development as usual. It's when something bad happens to you in your life, your first reaction should be, okay, so what actions did I take that led me to this situation? How am I responsible for this bad thing that happened or this thing that I want to rectify? Now, in contrast, developing an external locus of control is you attribute the fault to something outside of yourself. It wasn't my fault that I was late for the meeting, right? There was a traffic jam and I just didn't allow for time for it. Or it's not my fault that I failed an exam. The professor didn't cover the material enough. It's an inability to assess blame on yourself. And helicoptered students tend to have very strongly developed external locus of control, where they have what seems like an inability to assess themselves as being responsible for negative things happening in their lives. Whereas we contrast that with the less helicoptered or unhelicoptered students, which tend to have an internal locus of control. So that's what we really noticed with helicopter parenting, and we think is kind of the key to explaining why helicopter parenting leads to these different behaviors.
So after the research that you've done, are you able to look at helicopter parented students now and see how that might impact the future, either for themselves or for culture, just what those viewpoints might lead to?
Yeah, we're starting to see the first wave of strongly helicoptered people entering the workforce, right? And we're hearing anecdotes of having the parents do job negotiations or in a couple of really bad cases, having parents show up to the job interview with the student. And, you know, that's not good. I think that looking forward, as more and more of these people enter adulthood and enter the electorate and political science, I mean, unless at some point you stop helicoptering, right? And even then, you know, you hear anecdotes of like 30-something-year-old children, right? The parents still kind of acting as helicopter parents. And the interesting thing is we just don't know. We don't know what happens at a certain point. Do you stop helicopter parenting? And then how long does it take for those effects to wear off? But assuming that they either don't or they take time to wear off, we would definitely be looking at public opinion moving in a more authoritarian direction in the future.
Could you explain how a helicopter parented person could be less interested in involving themselves in politics?
Yeah, so one thing we've always seen with, we call them political ambition studies, is that young people don't like politics and young people don't want to run for office. And this is a generational thing. This is something that previous generations, when they were younger, they didn't have the distaste for politics that young people do today. And what a couple of my studies have looked at is that maybe helicopter parenting has had some role in this and in acquiring this either distaste for running for public office or just disinterest in it generally. And that is that we go back to this developing the external locus of control, right? It's this feeling of a lack of agency, a lack of independence, a lack of control over the events in your life and how they unfold. And what we're proposing in this second paper on helicopter parenting is that when you develop an external locus of control, you're not able, you just don't see running for yourself, running for office as being something that would make any difference. Nothing you can do is going to change anything. You don't have control over the problems in the world. You're more likely to want to pass that off to the government to resolve, right? That's helicopter parenting incubates authoritarian worldviews. You're comfortable with the government doing it because you've been comfortable with your parents doing it for you your whole life. So by virtue of having that lack of agency, you're less likely to think that, well, what could I do that makes a difference? And that's, we think, really contributing to the fact that young people aren't running for office at a time we need them to the most.
And so, like you said, you say this is a time that we need them to the most. So what does this mean for the future of politics? What are we losing?
Well, we had hoped that our representatives in Congress and the state legislatures would become more descriptive of the populations that they actually represent. Right, Congress and the state legislatures tend to be whiter. They tend to be more male, and much older than the typical median demographic in the states that they represent. And unfortunately, I think what these findings suggest is that that's very unlikely to get any better anytime soon, because the very people that we need to be getting involved in politics are kind of being conditioned out of it at the same time. So a big part of it, I think, is going to be dependent on how long these effects of being helicoptered last.
An overarching view, I know you worked with a researcher that was not in Illinois, but the two of you working together, what are you seeing? Is there an increase of helicoptered parents? Is it stagnant? Are we at a plateau? What is the future prediction?
Right now, we hopefully have reached the plateau, and we've already seen kind of a reactionary movement against it with all the free-range parenting. If we've heard of that, we're basically just let your kids go wander the yard. I think what most of us associated with a normal childhood, right, where you be back by the time the street lights turn on. So I think the fact that we're already seeing kind of a reactionary parental movement against it might be a good thing, in that maybe helicopter parenting has reached its zenith and we're starting to see that it is negatively affecting our kids. It's making them anxious, it's making them more prone to depression, and it's making them less participatory in politics. So maybe that we're finally seeing the repercussions of this and getting some reactionary movements against it. I'd like to think, my educated guess is that maybe we've seen the peak.
That was Mary Cullen talking with ISU Political Science Assistant Professor Carrie Melita about the impacts of helicopter parenting.